The remains of Morgan Harris were positively identified by forensic officials. They were found 2 weeks ago at a landfill north of Winnipeg. A second set of remains have not yet been identified, but are likely those of another victim of serial killer Jeremy Skibitzky, an Indigenous woman known only as Buffalo Woman. Advocates for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and gender-diverse people are praising the Harris family for their strength and determination after they fought for the search of the landfill site. Praise also came from Manitoba Premier Wab Kanu.
So I don't think any of us would ever want our loved ones to go through what Morgan Harris went through. However, through this journey, we have seen some remarkable strength and resilience and power from the family of Morgan.
A former Grand Chief of a group of Northern Manitoba First Nations, Sheila North, also acknowledged the strength and love of the families for their efforts. And Wab Kanu says he hopes the family will have some sense of closure and healing now that they will be able to hold a sacred ceremony to memorialize her. The families of missing and murdered Indigenous women and children worked alongside forensic anthropology students to search the landfill. Some Indigenous leaders and advocates who pushed for the search said the remains wouldn't have been found without the efforts of the Canadian government and the current provincial government. Winnipeg police and the former Conservative government of Manitoba argued against searching the landfill because of safety concerns. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.